Please begin reading at the top of page 33 in your book.
The Afterlife. The day's first squirt of sunlight hit the window. The bus changed gears. Brent opened his eyes. They were climbing through mountains now. The other passengers around him were sleeping. Twitched alert by the light, he craned his neck to get a better view, pressed his head to the tinted glass, and raptly observed the sun's rising. After night came another day, and after death, another life. Mornings seemed mysterious gifts. He inspected the dawn with fascination.
Okay, we're back with Brent. Apparently he didn't die when he took his hands off the steering wheel of his car. But I wonder why this chapter is called Afterlife, which usually has to do with life after death. And why is Brent on a bus? Let's read on and find out what he's up to. Head to the last paragraph on page 33, which begins, "The bus's gears growled."
The bus's gears growled. Behind him, he heard a faint conversation in another language. This is the afterlife, he told himself, to be crowded in with a collection of strangers plunging through a foreign landscape, headed toward an unknown destiny. The bus was his ferry across